no matter what the weather was. Wind, sun, hail or fog. If you were driving Highway 30, you'd see the Tenai dog. A timid little thing was she, no one could get too near. But all of Rotorua folk, they held Harawini dear. The man across the road from her, well, he'd feed her day and night. He built for her a little A-frame house, and it was a wondrous sight to see that little Tenai dog come trotting o'er the field. The passers-by just loved her so, to all she did appeal. That little dog we loved so well, you know she became a TV star. With an in-depth documentary, yeah, the filming was shot from afar. They had to use a big zoom lens. Harawini's much too shy. As she sat outside her A-frame house, overlooking Road Tenai, the media, they all had a ball. Huh, she was often in the news. And if threatened by marauding dogs, she'd just vanish with no clues. But once the ranger made it safe, well, again she would return. I wonder if she ever knew how much we did concern. Many a car would stop, and then she'd run away. That little foxy cross had once been heard, and now she just didn't want to play. You'll have to love her from afar, for she just won't be tamed. The lovely little Tenai dog, Harawini was her name. The years were quickly going by, and now she's getting old. And with another winter moving in, I'm sure she felt the cold. She wandered from her little house, we think to cross Tenai, and maybe visit the kind old man, perhaps to say goodbye. We never saw Harawini again after that night, but she'll live on forever in our hearts. Goodbye, little girl.